The post-debate headline today from factcheck.org, Obama and Romney continue false, misleading attacks in second debate. And here from factcheck.org to list some of the bigger offenses, Brooks Jackson from the nonpartisan Annenberg Center. Brooks, on Benghazi, first of all.
It took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
So, Brooks, you got the transcript?
That's right. And Obama was correct on this. He said in a Rose Garden speech the day after those attacks, quote, "No acts of terror will ever shake the resolve of this great nation." And he followed up with similar remarks that very night in a fundraiser in Las Vegas. References were rather scarce or lacking entirely for after that first day following. So Romney's not entirely wrong, but on this one, the transcript, you got to rule it for Obama.
As Candy Crowley jumped in there and did some fact-checking of her own at the debate, can you say, Brooks, if there is any evidence of a deliberate attempt by the Obama administration to mislead the public on Benghazi?
I think we're going to have to wait until we see a complete record on that, and it may never be entirely clear.
Let's shift to taxes. The president repeating his claim that he would not put tax rates for affluent families higher than they were under President Bill Clinton.
We can go back to the tax rates we had when Bill Clinton was president.
You know, this is a misleading line he uses all the time. He's referring to families with income over $250,000, individuals with income over $200,000. And it's true, income tax rates would be restored on income at those levels to what they were before Bush. But what Obama doesn't mention is that he's already signed two new taxes as part of the health care law that would fall on those very people, a 3.8% tax on unearned investment income and a 0.9% payroll tax surcharge on income exceeding those amounts, in addition to current Medicare withholding. So the people at that income level, many if not most of them, would be paying more taxes even if they're paying the same income tax rates.
On jobs, now, numbers can be so numbing, you know, they fly back and forth, but let's just stick with this one for a second, the number that Romney claimed.
In the last 4 years, women have lost 580,000 jobs.
And that's just completely wrong. He may be using some outdated, stale talking point, I don't know, but if you check BLS figures, you'll see that it's closer to 93,000.
So Romney's off by a magnitude of six there.
He's just a vastly inflated number, yes.
And lastly, on green energy, the president said that Mitt Romney referred to wind power jobs as imaginary.
Score that one for Romney. The president misquoted him. Quote was, "Obama's living in an imaginary world where the economy is powered by wind and solar."
We witnessed much wind last night, and thank you for shedding some light this afternoon.
My pleasure, Wayne.
From factcheck.org, Brooks Jackson.